All right. Well, good morning. Yeah, it's good to be here with you guys. Hey, so if your kids aren't sugared up enough, I want them to be even more sugared up because we have tons of donuts left over. So I don't want to just chunk those when you guys all go out of here. So please, 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 after the service, just swing by there and grab you a dozen. Take a dozen if you want. Don't be shy because there's plenty of them. All right, so we are here on the eve of a new year. And in just a few hours, 2017 is going to be something of the past, and we'll be thinking about all the things that we want to do differently in 2018. Anybody been thinking about that? Anybody? Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's what we call making a New Year's resolution. So earlier in the week, I got to thinking about the meaning of the word resolution. You know, I was thinking, man, we say that all the time. What does it mean? It's interesting because a resolution really is just a strong decision to do something. It's what we do when we determinedly decide to take action on something, to change something, to change a situation or a condition. And you know, I don't know how you guys are, but for myself, I can spend a lot of time thinking about how we want to change and the things that we want to change. But then I got to wondering just how seriously we really do take those thoughts that we think about. Because most New Year's Eves, or most resolutions that we make are broken before January is even over. Right? Can you relate? I can't. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. You don't have to raise your hand on that. But but that's something that we all do, right? I'm no different than anybody else. I tend to make them and break them. And so, yeah, I've been thinking a lot about my own life. And there's some things that I really would like to do differently in the new year. Here's just a few of them. I'd like to lose weight. Go figure, right? 53, man, I get heavier and heavier every year. I'd like to get in better shape, right, Kevin? I mean, we work out at the Y. I want to keep doing that. I want to be in better shape. And if I could eat healthier, then I know that would go a long way in helping me to attain those first two goals. I'd like to read a little bit more. Go figure, man. There we go. I am in a job that I have to read a lot. I'm a horrible reader. I don't really like to read. I like the information, but reading is not something that is just a lot of fun to me. I have to work at that. I'd like to invest in my grandkids, and that's very important to me. And then there's just a whole list of other things that I would like to do. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet that some of you have the same goals too. In fact, I probably would win that bet. That's because most of us, when we come to make resolutions, we make the same ones from year to year, and they tend to look like everybody else's. So here's the top 10 resolutions 2018. Check those out. Any of them look familiar? They look a lot like the ones from 2008, which look a lot like the ones from 1998. And strangely enough, they look a lot like the ones from 1988. Go figure. You know, I think that's hilarious. But I don't want to pick on these goals. I'm not here to bash these goals. These really are good goals to set, and we should set them. But as I thought about that, you know, I got to thinking that ultimately, all of these goals, when you think about why you want to do them, they all fall short in meeting our deepest need for 2018. It's true. Our deepest need, the absolute best thing that we could do this year would be to know Christ better and then to grow in his likeness. That's the best thing we could do this year. So out of all of my goals for 2018, Christ likeness is the centerpiece. It's the goal that trumps all other goals. Everything else really does pale in comparison to that single goal. And so my prayer has been that we, this body of believers, would catch a vision for closing the gap in Christ's likeness for 2018 and then beyond. And, you know, here's the cool thing about that goal, or at least I think it's really cool. The goal, growing in Christ's likeness, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. That's the timeless principle that we find Paul talking about when he writes to the Philippians. I'll read it to you. It comes out of chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. Paul writes, he says, "My goal is to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, assuming that I will somehow reach the resurrection from among the dead, and not that I've already reached the goal or am already perfect, but I make every effort to take hold of that because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. So brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward for what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus." See, Paul's goal of growing increasingly into the likeness of Christ, it captivated everything that Paul did, and it should do the very same thing for us as well. You see, we grow and mature spiritually as we trust Christ, as we learn more about him, as we draw closer to him, and as we obey him. And that was what Paul's objective was. And notice, too, that Paul's goal of knowing Christ was always before him. It was never behind him. He never made it to a place where he thought he could say, "Hey, I've reached perfection here. I'm done. I can stop." Remember, we say it a lot. It's not perfection that counts. We're not aiming for perfection, right? It's the direction of our lives that matters. We're to continually be growing into Christ's likeness. And that's the example that Paul gives us. You see, he actively pursued Christ from the time of his conversion to the end of his life. His conversion was only the beginning of the chase for Paul. He continued to press on. And you know what? He even tells us how he did it. Look at that. He says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward for what is ahead." It's really the picture of an athlete. Think of an athlete in training. Think of a runner straining towards the finish line with one goal in mind. What's behind him? It doesn't really matter anymore. What matters is that he crosses the line. And so he doesn't take his eye off of the goal. Instead, he strains and he reaches towards it. And that's how Paul lived his life. And you know, I want you to know, Paul, this wasn't something that he just decided one day to do. Paul wasn't just spouting off lofty words. When you read those words, they are inspiring and encouraging. Paul actually lived what he preached. And by the time he's writing to the Philippians, he's been a believer for 30 years already. So think about that. 30 years of pursuing Christ. Think about his life. Think about what he had left behind and the things that he had done in the past, both the good and the bad. He put it all behind him. It was time to move forward to towards knowing Christ more fully. And what a great example for us to follow. What a great example. And so as we move into 2018, how do we follow Paul's example and keep the goal of knowing Christ in front of us? I think there are three things that we can do to help us close the gap in Christ's likeness. The first is to forget about yesterday. Forget about it. Forget about past victories and defeats. You know, honestly, what we did yesterday really, in the big scheme of things, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how successful I was yesterday. Because today is before me. And I have to choose what I'm going to do today. We're to focus on pressing forward always, regardless of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And sometimes, you know, honestly, our failures sometimes can be our biggest stumbling blocks that we run into. But I want you to know, don't let those failures derail you. Don't do it. If you've messed up, just confess it and give it to the Lord. You hear us say a lot, right? If you mess up, fess up and move on. I mean, think about Paul. I don't know if you know this, but before his conversion, when he called himself a Hebrew of all Hebrews, right? Before his conversion, he was the one that would hold the cloaks of the men who would stone Stephen to death. That's Paul's past. There's no doubt in my mind that he had sorrow in his heart over that. I know he did. But you know what? He didn't let it sideline him. He just did not. He refused to let that sideline him. And so there may be things in our past that we're ashamed of. We may have failed in some big ways. But you know, but those failures, they don't have to sideline us. We're not to dwell in the past. Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk with Christ, whether you've been walking with Jesus for a short time or a long time. The goal of knowing Christ Jesus continually moves forward as we press on, as we strain to know him better. It's never out of our sight. That's how we got to live our lives. And so let's, you and me, both of us, just look forward to a fuller and more meaningful life in 2018 because of our hope in Christ. The second thing we can do is we can fix our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. See, Jesus is the one that we're running to. He is the goal. And we can be encouraged because others with the same goal in mind have run the race before us. But think about this, because I think this makes it even better. We don't run the race alone. We don't. We don't have to run it alone. You know, some of those witnesses, I think some of those witnesses that he's talking about are right here in this room with us. That's right. Right here. We have others in this building right here. Look at this. This room is filled up. It was filled up earlier at 9:30. With other believers, this community of believers that can run alongside us, that can help us throw off everything that hinders us so that we can live a life with purpose and intentionality as we close the gap in Christ's likeness. But know this too, if we're going to do that, if we're going to run with endurance, then we may have to do some things differently. We may have to overcome some bad habits that we've trained ourselves in over the years. And will it be hard to do? You bet it will. But that doesn't mean it's not doable. That doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that it's going to take hard work, focused effort and attention, and maybe even some self-denial. See, closing the gap in Christ's likeness means that we've got to keep our eyes on him. We keep our eyes on Christ by focusing on the essential disciplines of prayer, of Bible study, of worship. That's what we're doing. That's why you're here today on New Year's Eve. We can do this this year. You can do this this year. You can close the gap. And so the third and last thing that I think we can do is to understand that your life has purpose. Your life has purpose. Think about that. 2 Timothy 1:9, what a great verse. It says that he, Jesus, has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. See, we've been called to live a holy life. As a follower of Christ, we've been called to live a holy life. That means your life has purpose. And that purpose is to know and to love God and make his love known to others. And if that sounds familiar, here's another way that we can say it. Your purpose is to close the gap in Christ's likeness. See, that is our ultimate purpose. That's our ultimate goal. So think about that also for a minute. Think about that. Think about all that you're going to do this year. To include those little goals that we talked about. My goals, for me personally, that I showed you. You know, all those goals, all those little goals can play a role in glorifying God. It's part of your calling. It's part of your purpose. But only, get this, only if we get the order right. We have to get the order right. Closing the gap in Christ's likeness comes first. And then all those little goals that we're going to be working on in the year to come, they can all fall under the umbrella of Christ's likeness. See, the challenge for 2018 is to close the gap. And I want you to know, I am excited about 2018. Can you tell? I'm excited about 2018 because I am in on closing the gap. I want it to be the number one priority of my life this year. You know, I'm 53. It's not time to throttle back. I need to be leaning in even more. And when 2019 comes around, here's what I want to do. I want to be able to say that I close the gap. It's smaller than what it was. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, because I can be a mess at times. I can't do this on my own. I know that I cannot do this on my own. I'm going to need your help. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to need you to come alongside me, to spur me on. I know there's going to be times in 2018 when I'm going to need to be encouraged. And I'm going to need you to come alongside me. And I want you to know this. I'm going to commit right here in front of you to do the same for you. To come alongside you, to pour encouragement into your soul when you need to be spurred on to growth in Christ's likeness. That's the goal. And then together, let's just decide right here and now that we're just going to ditch anything that distracts us from being Christ-like. And let's just lean in and let's close the gap. This is a great time to do it. And I want you to do it with me. Will you do it? Let's pray.